Random House Audio presents Sisterland by Curtis Sittenfeld, read for you by Rebecca Lohman. Prologue. December 1811, New Madrid, Louisiana Territory. The first earthquake wasn't the strongest. That would come later, in February 1812, but it must have been the most astonishing. It occurred shortly after 2 in the morning, and I imagine it awakening the people of New Madrid, the farmers and fur traders, the French Creoles and Indians and American pioneers. More men than women lived in the river town, and few families. The population was probably less than 1,000. The people were lying in their beds on this cold and ordinary night when, without warning, a tremendous cracking sound interrupted the quiet, a growing thunder followed by the impossible fact of the quake itself. The rocking not just of their beds or floors or houses, but of the land beneath them. Whether they stayed inside or hurried out, they'd have heard their animals crying, heard trees snapping, the Mississippi roaring up. So much fog and smoke filled the darkness that they would have felt the roll of the earth before they realized they could see it, too, undulating like the ocean. In some places, the ground split apart and flung up water, sand, and rocks, entire trees it had swallowed shortly before, and in turn it devoured horses and cows. Rising out of the cracks and holes was the smell of sulfur, like the wicked breath of the devil, emanating from deep underground. For hours, the convulsions didn't stop, and when eventually their bewildering rhythm changed, it was not to decrease, but to intensify. Twice more, at 7 in the morning and again at 11, the earth exploded.